Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams, live on InfoWars.com.
Welcome to Counterthink with Mike Adams. You're watching InfoWars.com. You can also check out the episodes at Counterthink.com. Today's episode and exploration is a very important theme. It's called the globalist plan to destroy humanity to save humanity. And I know that sounds like a contradiction, and in a sense it is, but throughout today's episode, I'm going to explain what the globalists are actually trying to do from their point of view and why they believe that most of humanity that's alive today must be, in their view, destroyed. And this is their plan to save humanity. Now, if that makes no sense, just stay with me because I will explain it all. Also today, by the way, a couple of programming notes. My new film I've been working on for 2 years called Biosludged is launching November 28th. You can view it for free. Just go to biosludged.com. That's with an ED on the end of the name, biosludged.com. Or you can go to brightionfilms.com. And there on November 28th, you can view the film. I'm going to play the 1 minute trailer here, shortly at the end of this segment or sometime in this segment. This is a film that you must see to understand the globalist plan to destroy humanity because they are encouraging the mass poisoning of the food supply through this process called biosludge or biosolids. This is something that they know will cause mass poisoning. They do this on purpose. They are well aware that they're doing this. They know the poisoning will cause massive infertility, expose people to gender bender chemicals, and much more. So let's take a look at that trailer. It's about a 1 minute trailer, and I'll be back after that trailer to explain more of what's coming on today's show. Let's go ahead and roll that now. Our ecosystem is in the crosshairs of this biosludge industry.
Any toxic chemical that a bioterrorist would want to use can be added to a sewer, go through the plant, be spread out courtesy of the municipal government. Nobody will know it until people start dropping dead.
And that film is called Biosludge. I hope you enjoyed that trailer. It features Dr. David Lewis, the author of Science for Sale. Dr. David Lewis is a former EPA scientist and an EPA whistleblower. He's one of the people who really has exposed how the EPA is the environmental pollution agency, that they are deliberately attempting to destroy human health, destroy the ecosystem that sustains life on our planet, and mass poison every living person on the planet through biosludge, which is a massive aggregation of toxins. So be sure to check out that film. Again, you can watch it for free starting November 28th. It's at biosludged.com or go to brightionfilms.com. And speaking of Brighteon, by the way, you know, that's the new name of our independent video website, the alternative to YouTube, where you have free speech protected with a few limits. Obviously, you can't violate the law or call for violence, but Brighteon.com has now over 10,000 channels and over 100,000 videos, and it continues to grow, and InfoWars is a big channel there. InfoWars has thousands of videos there, and of course, none of their videos are banned. So if you want to see the truth that you're not allowed to see on YouTube or Facebook or Google or Twitter, just go to Brighteon.com. That's Brighteon.com, E-O-N for the eon. Now, coming up on today's show, I've got a warning for all of you about using pharmaceutical drugs if you're a gun owner. They're going to use your medical records to take away your gun rights. We'll talk about that when we come back. And then we're going to get into the mass poisoning of humanity and why the globalists want to destroy the human race. Stay with us here on Counterthink. We'll be right back with all that and more.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, take the red pill before viewing. Counterthink with Mike Adams.
And we're back on Counterthink with Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me today. Appreciate all the affiliates who are broadcasting this show in the interest of protecting humanity. I'm going to start out with a big warning for all of you who are gun owners. It's now obvious that your medical records are about to be used against you to confiscate your guns. With the Democrats now about to be in charge of the House of Representatives through, of course, massive election fraud and ballot stuffing, they're going to try to push legislation that would take away Second Amendment rights from any person who has ever been on antidepressant drugs. So if you have ever been given a prescription by a doctor for SSRIs or antidepressants or Prozac or other forms, you are now at risk of having your Second Amendment rights taken away. This is not just the red flag laws where a neighbor can call and say that, oh, they think you're violent and they have to come take away your guns. It's more than that. There's a whole movement in modern medicine called the gun quack movement, where doctors are pretending that guns are the problem in society. Doctors are calling for gun confiscation. And they tweet out pictures of removing bullets from people's legs and so on, and how horrible it is that people got shot. And so these gun quacks, they want to take away the Second Amendment right, but they don't realize that they would be concentrating guns in the hands of evil government, specifically a Democrat-run government. Now, left-leaning governments have committed mass genocide, mass executions, democide as it's called, using firearms to mass murder over 260 million people in the last 100 years or so. So if these doctors think guns are bad, why would they want to put guns in the hands of a government that has monopoly firepower, knowing that history proves that those governments would use those guns to commit mass murder and genocide? But you see, these doctors aren't smart enough to know history. So they call for the complete confiscation of firearms. Well, here's why this matters. Because doctors are going to use your medical records against you. They're going to start calling for anyone who's been prescribed antidepressant drugs to have their guns taken away. You will no longer have a Second Amendment right. So if you are dealing with depression, I want you to understand there are natural remedies. There are nutritional remedies that you can use. You can take omega-3 oils. You can take fish oils. You can engage, you can take 5-HTP. You can take, trying to think of all the different names. I mean, go to my website, naturalnews.com, search for depression, and you will find literally hundreds of articles about natural supplements that help ease depression. I know InfoWars Store offers fish oils and many products. Of course, they don't claim that it treats depression. That's not allowed by the FDA, but they do offer omega-3 oils via fish oils and other products. I mean, just start doing your research here, because if you get a prescription, that's going to be a red flag against you. And if you've had prescriptions for antidepressants, you need to stop those immediately. Do not go back to a doctor that writes you a prescription for psychiatric drugs. That will be used to take away your Second Amendment rights. And notice, by the way, that so many of the mass shootings are taking place now carried out by people who have been on antidepressant drugs. And that link is becoming more and more obvious to the powers that be, even though I've been reporting it for 15 years. But now the Democrat-controlled Congress is going to use that fact to to try to take away your Second Amendment rights. So there you go. A very important programming note. Now, let's get to the main theme today. How the globalists plan to destroy humanity to save humanity. What does that mean? First of all, from the point of view of globalists, they want the human race to survive, but only the elite. They are not interested in the survival of, frankly, third world nations or populations that they see as inferior. Yes, the globalists are running a master race kind of eugenics program. This is the fulfillment of the dream of Adolf Hitler. And this is why the EU is now calling for a new army. They're trying to raise a new army to defeat the United States. Why is the United States in the crosshairs of the globalists? And why are the globalists using migrants to overrun Western Europe and overrun the United States of America? The answer is simple. Because the United States is a sovereign nation that refuses to bow down to globalism. And the globalists need total planetary control in order to push their depopulation agendas. So America must be defeated from the point of view of the globalists, and the migrants are useful. I don't want to use the word they use useful idiots. They're not all idiots, but they are being manipulated. So they're useful tools of the globalists to come in and invade America, overrun America's borders, overrun America's electoral system, get Democrats in power, and then allow the Democrats to cede national sovereignty to United Nations globalists. And then those globalists will accelerate their global plan to depopulate the planet. Now, as this is happening, it's important to understand that the mass poisoning of humanity is already well underway, and it's setting the stage for global depopulation. But before we get into the details of the mass poisoning, which I will cover in this show, it's important to understand why the globalists think that they need to murder or eliminate like 90% of the population. Why? A skeptic of that argument would say, no, the globalists are financially benefiting by confiscating the wealth and productivity of all the people. That's not actually true for two reasons. Number one, more than 50% of the population of the world now is essentially on the take. They're living on some form of entitlements or government handouts. And the globalist governments now see these populations as really a detriment to the aims of global government. These populations are sort of like anchor weights on what they see as their ultimate mission, which is to, by the way, to develop new technology, to colonize other planets, to mine asteroids for precious metals, not just for the value of gold, for example, but for the scientific applications of these rare minerals and metals that are very common in meteorites. There's actually a technological desire behind this, and much of the material is floating around in outer space. But in order for governments to spend the money they want to spend on space exploration, colonization of Mars, snagging meteorites or harvesting meteorites, working on faster-than-light travel systems and so on, they need to push like 50% of the national economy into research and design, science and technology, weapon systems, travel systems, you know, faster-than-light, I mentioned, all of these things, space propulsion technologies, new engine systems. And I'll explain more about why that's important to them. They cannot afford to keep paying money to all of the entitlement collectors, which they see, this is not my point of view, this is what the globalists see, they see people who are collecting entitlements as useless eaters. And they realize that that's taking away from their goals. So they want to find a way to eliminate the useless eaters as they see them. And in order to do that, they are willing to destroy nations. They're willing to assassinate and execute people. They are willing to violate all laws. They're willing to create a global totalitarian regime. And the other reason, by the way, why the globalists don't need the masses anymore is because of the rise of the robots. Robotic automation systems will very shortly be able to do everything that humans have been able to do at the low wage labor level. This includes harvesting food. We've run countless articles recently about robotic food harvesting systems that will replace the migrant workers in places like California. Amazon is investing heavily in workforce automation systems in their warehouses. And that's why Amazon is not hiring as many people this year as they used to hire for the Christmas season, or as they call it, the holiday season, because they have now invested in more robotic automation. And within 5 to 10 years, most warehouse workers in places like Amazon will be completely obsolete. Truck drivers will be obsolete. It's almost there right now. Many of the tasks that low-wage laborers are carrying out right now will be replaced with automated robotic systems. And that eliminates the need for the globalists to have a human labor force. That means that most humans are about to become obsolete. I know, it's a lot to think about. There's much more ahead here, though. You're watching Counterthink with Mike Adams. When we come back, I'll explain more details about this globalist plan to destroy humanity. Stay with us.
Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They even know we had, like, InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Rainforest Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Countering the brain-dead propaganda of the status quo, this is Counterthink with Mike Adams, right here on InfoWars.
So just to review, as we continue here on Counterthink, the globalists, they tell themselves that they're saving humanity in a cosmic kind of way. They also believe that the sustainability of Earth's ecosystem is collapsing because, in their view, of overconsumption caused by the existence of too many people on the planet. And you hear this talk out in the open now. This is not some crazy theory. This is what they openly talk about every day. They say that there are too many humans, that the ecosystem, you know, the ecological footprint is too large, that the ecosystem will collapse if we continue. Now, in some ways, they're correct. The ocean ecosystems are collapsing. The mass chemical contamination of the world is causing a mass extinction event. The deforestation is a very serious issue. But globalists like to focus on climate change, which is a made-up hoax. But that's their scare story. That's their boogeyman. That's what they use to try to get everybody to comply with reduced fertility, with additional government regulation over free market systems, to suppress economic productivity and suppress the birth rate, for example. But these are the things they talk about out in the open. So they say they want sustainability, but in order to accomplish that, they are willing to eliminate 90% of the human race. But in their mind, they say that's saving humanity. Well, who's it saving? Oh, it's saving themselves if they carry that out. Now, I want you to imagine for a moment, suppose you were an evil globalist, Dr. Evil, and you wanted to eliminate 90% of the human race. How would you do it? Well, there are really only two ways, and these were actually described by none other than Bill Gates, who is a depopulation advocate. And he says, we have to get population growth to zero. And how do you do that? Well, frankly, there are only two ways to eliminate 90% of the human population. As the globalists have discussed, you either cause massive infertility so that the birth rate plummets, or they murder 90% of the human race. And we're going to talk about both of those. How would they murder 90% of the human race? Well, it's easy, actually. The most obvious thing is a biological weapon system. They can release bioweapons. They can release them in North America or Western Europe or, you know, an airport in Budapest, you know, anywhere that there is global travel, and it will spread everywhere. And the thing about biological weapons is that they are untraceable. So any nation or any globalist organization that wants to carry out mass depopulation of the human race can simply genetically engineer a bioweapon, which is now incredibly easy to do because of CRISPR technology. And by the way, the United States is running illegal biological weapons laboratories in Africa in order to comply with treaties that say the U.S. government can't fund these. So they're funded through the back door and they have the labs set up in Africa. And oh, what do you know? There's an Ebola bioweapon released about every year just to see what happens and so on. It's not a coincidence. But these bioweapons are untraceable, so they can release them anywhere. And they self-replicate. This is key. If you're a globalist and you're trying to mass murder humanity, it's actually a difficult thing to do with bullets and guns. Even the Third Reich ran out of bullets, and they had to use gas chambers. And so they used IG Farben, which is the parent company of modern-day Bayer. You know, you could say it's Bayer scientists who were working on Zyklon B and figuring out how to, quote, efficiently gas as many Jews as possible with the lowest cost to the state. So they ran gas chambers and incineration ovens and so on, and that was what they came up with as, in their twisted minds, an efficient way to exterminate the human race. And in that, according to history, they exterminated 6 million Jews. Well, now we're talking about, you know, over 1,000 times more people. We're talking about over 6 billion people on the planet. In fact, it's over 7 billion. And it may be 7.5 billion at this point. I'd have to check the numbers. So from the point of view of globalists, how do you exterminate 6 billion people, which is 1,000 times more people than the Holocaust murdered? How do you do that? You can't do it with chemical weapons, i.e. Zyklon B. You can't do it with bullets. There just aren't enough bullets to go around. And besides, people will resist if you start shooting them, obviously. And you can't do it with chemical weapons, kinetic weapons. You can't do it just through infertility alone, although they have tried. The UN has put infertility chemicals into the vaccines being injected into women in Kenya. This came out through the Kenyan Catholic Bishops group that ran lab tests on those vaccines and found that they all contain infertility chemicals. So all these efforts have been tried, but they all fail to achieve what the globalists really want, which is a self-replicating weapon system that has a high fatality rate. Now, bioweapons are their answer to make this happen. But in order for bioweapons to work, this is key to understand, in order for bioweapons to work, they have to have a global population that is immunosuppressed. The immune systems globally have to be suppressed. And how do you do that? And that makes people more vulnerable to the bioweapons. Because you can survive Ebola. I mean, not everybody does, obviously, but some people do. And it's those who have the most adaptable and strongest immune systems to resist viral infections. You can survive if you have a well-functioning immune system. But immune suppression has become a tactic of the globalists. And they do that by attacking nutrition. They attack vitamin D. They say, you don't need any vitamin D. They try to downplay all supplements. The FDA attacks nutritional supplements. The big pharma medical pushers and the doctors out there always say, oh, you don't need supplements. You don't need superfoods. You don't need antioxidants. Here, take these psychiatric drugs and eat this contaminated food and eat more glyphosate and eat these pesticides and drink this fluoride contaminated water. And here, live inside a 5G cell tower zone. So your brain and your body is always inundated and saturated with ionizing radiation that also suppresses your immune system. And when you have your immune system suppressed, then they can come along and release a bioweapon. The bioweapon then spreads from person to person automatically just through, you know, viral replication. The viruses are, of course, invading your cells and turning your cells against you and turning them into viral factories. And these viral factories produce more viral fragments that you then spread to other people who are themselves immunosuppressed for all the reasons that I just discussed. And so the immunosuppressed populations are easy for the globalists to wipe out with a bioweapon. Which means, by the way, one of the greatest acts of resistance that you can engage in against globalism right now is to boost your immune system. Literally, take good quality nutritional supplements. Eat good quality superfoods. Stop exposing yourself to the chemicals that suppress your immune function. The stronger your body, the stronger your immune system, the more you will be able to resist the big grand plan of the globalists, which is the extermination of the vast majority of human beings who are living today on the planet. And it's interesting that if you look at who they want to wipe out, it tends to be third world country people. And those people tend to suffer from malnutrition, so they are automatically immunosuppressed in many ways. They're already suffering from AIDS and HIV, so they have acquired immunodeficiency syndrome. And if you add a bioweapon to that, that's how they get them. We'll be back with more on Counterthink.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day.
InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
I have an opportunity for viewers and listeners that is the best in my 23 years on air. Obviously, water filtration is a great thing. It's a good thing. And I've had water filtration sponsors since the day I got on air. And over the years, I learned a lot about water filtration. I learned what the best was. Now, the Alexa Pure Pros, their biggest, nicest stainless steel unit that does the most gallons an hour. It's amazing. Cuts out all the bad stuff, leaves the good stuff in, the good minerals. Matt Redhawk and the Patriots over at My Patriot Supply that have developed these filters ordered a huge amount of them this year. He has a glut of them. He's offering a filter that's a good deal at $249. When it's discounted, usually $200, it's $127. He's selling them to us at cost, and we're making 20-something bucks on them. So they're going to sell out very, very quickly. This is the gift of life, the gift of health. It's amazing. Alexa Pure Pro at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Exposing the corporate media assaults on your reality. It's Counterthink with Mike Adams.
Continuing with our talk about how the globalists plan to exterminate 90% of the human population. Remember, the key to this is that they're setting up mass immunosuppression. And then they will release a bioweapon, an engineered bioweapon system that may be related to Ebola or I think it's called Marburg or, you know, heck, the hospitals are already breeding grounds for MRSA or C. diff and other superbugs. And by the way, just as a side note, there are many, many natural products and natural foods, even just garlic alone, that can beat superbugs. And in fact, I've got a website that focuses just on this very specific point. It's called naturalantibiotics.news. And it's just news about natural antibiotics based on science. So, you know, we scour 1,300 medical and science journals every day, my team. We have a very large team at Natural News. And we write up all of the new science on the natural herbs, supplements, and superfoods that are science-backed solutions to stop antibiotic-resistant superbugs. So if you want to know what you can eat or what you could stockpile or what essential oils work, there are tons of essential oils. that work for this, that are antibiotics and natural, you know, antibiotic substances, just go to naturalantibiotics.news. And I think we also publish superbugs.news as well. Or just go to Natural News and search for this. Either way, the point is, the masses are kept completely isolated from this knowledge. To an average person, the only antibiotics they know of are antibiotics via prescription, right? They think they have to get antibiotics at a pharmacy. They think they have to get a prescription from a doctor. And if they don't have that doctor in that pharmacy, they don't know what to do. They will die from an infection if they can't get their drugs. But you and I know simple but powerful things. Like, for example, every herb that grows in the forest, actually every plant, has natural antibiotics in its roots. Otherwise, every root system would be eaten by bacteria. So there are antibiotics in every root, a tree root, a shrub root, an herb root, even grass roots. They all contain natural antibiotics, every one of them. It's almost to the point where, you know, you can pull up almost any living plant and you can juice it, just squeeze the juice out of it, and that juice, if you include the roots and the plant, will be a natural antibiotic. But I'd like you to get more informed than that. There are specific plants that are far more effective than others. And garlic is one of them, by the way. Garlic is very powerful against all kinds of bacteria. Now, when it comes to viral strains, it's a little bit of a different story. Viral strains aren't treated directly with antibiotics because they're not living organisms. Viruses are not. Viruses require your immune system to respond in an adaptable way. And when you need remedies against viral strains, you need to turn to natural medicine and, believe it or not, traditional Chinese medicine, TCM. Now, TCM has many herbs that were used literally thousands of years ago and written up by ancient Chinese doctors that ended epidemics in ancient China. I'm reminded of one, I think it was 2,000 years ago, there was a massive wipeout of the population in China. And this doctor found an herb, which I think is called the five-star herb. The modern English name is called the blue green dragon formula. And I've written about it. I've got the recipe. I actually posted on Natural News if you want to look it up. I think it's called blue green dragon. Or I'd have to look it up. It's like something blue dragon, green dragon formula. Anyway, the point is it contains herbs, and these herbs contain chemicals, phytochemicals, plant-based chemicals. And these chemicals are really powerful medicines, powerful drugs, you might say, but not from a synthetic drug factory. They're drugs from nature. And these help the body overcome viral infections. And so for every attempt by the globalists to try to exterminate humanity, there is a natural remedy that they don't want you to know about. That's why YouTube cut off my entire channel. They're censoring my work. Obviously, you know, just like they're censoring InfoWars, they're censoring everybody who wants to save humanity. Because of this, 99.9% of the public will never know, as they are dying from infectious disease, as they are dying from a bioweapon that was released by a globalist organization, they will never know that the cures are right there. The cures exist right now. They might be growing in your backyard. But if you have the knowledge that I'm giving you here, you can survive a global pandemic that wipes out 50% of the world. You can. This information is literally life-saving. And that's why tuning in to InfoWars and tuning in to naturalnews.com, that's my website, and listening to this show and getting informed is a life-saving issue, because there are solutions that have been documented. They're scientifically valid solutions. It's not voodoo herbology. There are molecules in the plants. The molecules are powerful natural medicines, and they work synergistically to allow you to survive an onslaught of a biological weapon system. And if you put these molecules in your body, you can survive the bioweapon system. But most people won't survive. So the globalists will be able to accomplish their goal of wiping out a very high percentage of the human race. Now, just from an epidemiological point of view, by the way, speaking as a scientist on this issue, there's a trade-off on the infectiousness, you might say, of a viral disease versus the fatality. Viral infections that have a very high fatality rate tend to be harder to spread because they kill their hosts too quickly. So Ebola, for example, is not even a good candidate for a global bioweapons system because it kills its hosts too quickly. What they really want is a bioweapon that can be carried by, for a while, symptomless carriers who are incubating the virus in their bodies over a period of several weeks without showing strong symptoms. During this time, they're spreading the virus to other people who will also incubate that virus in their bodies in a symptomless way, not knowing that they're already infected and already sick. And through this mechanism, the spreading of the virus can happen very efficiently. And what they really want is the fatality or the medical consequences to kick in after a period of time. Ideally, what the globalists want is, let's say, a 6-month incubation period followed by massive fatality after that period of time. Well, fortunately, there is no viral strain that we know of that can accomplish that, but have no doubt that they are working on it. That's what they want. And these viral strains can never be traced back to the government that released them. So be warned that they could start deploying the weapon and you wouldn't know about it for months until people start dropping dead. But the immunosuppression, which is the biosludge attack, which is the mass chemical medication of the human population. Also, fluoride in water is immunosuppressive. The chemicals in the food supply, the pesticides, the herbicides, all these things, the restriction of public access to knowledge about natural medicine and nutritional supplements that work, all of this is designed to make you vulnerable so that they can carpet bomb the human population with the bioweapon system when they have it perfected. And I believe they probably have something that they think they've perfected. All right. When is this trigger coming? The honest answer is we don't know. We don't know. They could trigger this at any time. They may be waiting for certain events to take place. I think they are trying to disarm the American population. They're trying to crush the Second Amendment and end national sovereignty in America. I think that the Brexit vote in Europe was a setback for the globalists. I think they wanted a massive global European Union system. So there have been defenses. The election of Trump, for example, just completely threw their agenda into a twisted loop. So humanity is fighting back. But if the globalists can attain political control, then I think that would be the time that they would unleash the massive bioweapon system and attempt to depopulate the planet in one fell swoop. And until then, of course, they're running abortion centers, Planned Parenthood, you know, kill off the babies. They're doing everything they can to reduce human population, but the big weapon hasn't been launched yet. I'll explain more when we come back on Counterthink.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll from InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
You need to support independent media that's under attack. We're under attack by these globalists, as you know, and your support's been amazing. We make it easy to support us because we have great products. And we're announcing a mega blowout sale at InfoWarsStore.com to fund us into the new year so we have a budget to continue on in the face of their attacks. Super Male and Super Female Vitality is incredibly high-quality, cold-pressed herbs known for strength, stamina, libido, energy. It's amazing. It is a whopping 57% off. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver, super high quality, the best out there. Never gone this low. 67% off to blow it all out. Brain Force Plus, now available, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the best iodine out there. Brand new product, 50% off and free shipping. And we're continuing free shipping store-wide on Alexa Pure Breeze water filters and on all the other books and videos and material at the InfoWars store.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Prepare to discard your mental blinders. Counterthink with Mike Adams is now live on InfoWars.com.
Now, a key element in preparing the population of the world to be culled via bioweapon delivery systems is to cause mass poverty and destitution. If you look at the history of the world, the spread of infectious disease was always amplified in areas where there was mass poverty. Third world nations would be one obvious example where they don't have functioning sewage systems or functioning clean water. And so they tend to get cholera, for example. Spreads very easily when you don't have those two things functioning. And so pushing people into poverty is actually a deliberate mechanism that the Democrats, who work for the globalists, are using to prep the human population to be immunosuppressed and to be ready to spread more infectious disease when the bioweapon is launched. The streets of San Francisco are covered in human feces, right? This has been in the media. There's so much human feces all over San Francisco. There's actually an app where you can track where there's human feces so you can try to avoid it. San Francisco is run by Democrats. Why would Democrats allow their city to collapse into a third world status where there's human feces all over the place, which obviously would spread cholera and other fecal-borne diseases? Why? Well, this is their goal. I mean, there are also drug needles all over the streets of San Francisco because drug needles spread disease. And drug use, which is protected by Democrats in Washington State, in Oregon, in California, I mean, they actually encourage drug use. This also spreads infectious disease. If you share needles with someone, then you're going to spread blood-borne diseases, including viral strains. But there's something else. And I know I'm going to get criticized for this, and I'm going to give you a warning here. I won't use any profanity, but these are some pretty gross topics here. Believe it or not, another way that immunosuppressive disease is spread and a way that is seemingly encouraged by Democrats and encouraged by the political left is anal sex. And anal sex, unprotected anal sex with multiple partners, which is a mainstay of the gay community in California and other places, is a way that bloodborne infectious disease is rapidly spread. And this is why that even right now there's a massive cover-up about the anal cancer that is becoming epidemic in the gay communities in places like San Francisco. Anal cancer is just skyrocketing, and no one wants to talk about it because you'll be criticized. Well, are you anti-gay? You know, how dare you talk about infectious disease being spread by gay sex? Well, I never said it was gay sex. I said it's unprotected anal intercourse. It could be heterosexual in nature, between a man and a woman, but it tends to happen in gay couples, gay men. So that's just a scientific fact. But they don't want to talk about real science. They don't want to talk about these risky behaviors. But they do want this to be encouraged. And this is why now gay marriage and gay relationships and multiple gay partners and polygamy in the gay community, I believe, is so openly advocated, even promoted, because it literally creates very high risks for the spread of infectious disease. And in fact, much of what's happening with AIDS and HIV is because of risky behaviors, which can include drug users who are not, they don't have to be gay, they just be drug users, but it also includes unprotected anal intercourse. And anyone who would attack this is trying to disavow science. This is just straight science. If people out there, now, let me just say, there can be gay couples who are monogamous and who have relatively safe practices. So this isn't an attack on people for being gay. And I'm on the record as a social libertarian anyway. If you want to be gay, that's your private business. It's not my business. But if you want to engage in risky behaviors that spread infectious disease, then you should at least know the truth about that so you can take precautions. You know, use a condom or limit your partners to just one, perhaps. Or maybe don't have anal intercourse. You know what I'm saying? Maybe be a safer person. But that's your call. I mean, some people smoke cigarettes. That's dangerous too. But smoking cigarettes doesn't spread lung cancer to the person you're smoking with. Well, I guess there's secondhand smoke, but it's not the same as actually inhaling and smoking a cigarette yourself. Whereas engaging in multiple partner unprotected anal intercourse does actually spread infectious disease among your partners. So now you put all this together. Look at the big picture here. You've got massive immunosuppression that is engineered. You've got the food supply contaminated with toxic chemicals, cancer-causing chemicals, immunosuppressive chemicals, such as glyphosate, atrazine, which is also a gender bender chemical, a chemical castrator, and other chemicals. The water supply is contaminated. Foods are contaminated with heavy metals as well. The air is even contaminated. You know, many people talk about chemtrails. You've got the medical system is pushing toxic chemicals into the brains of people. And then on top of that, you have this strong advocacy for risky anal intercourse behaviors, drug use, human feces all over the streets of places that are run by Democrats like San Francisco. Put together that big picture. What do you have? You have the perfect storm for the spread of a deadly global pandemic that will be released by the globalists when the time is right for them to cull the human population. Yes, this is actually happening. It's underway right now. And I could talk to you about, you know, 50 different vectors of how they're doing this right now. The point is the mass chemical poisoning of humanity, the proliferation of behaviors that spread infectious diseases, and, by the way, widespread vitamin D deficiency. One of the things that you can do right now to protect yourself against infectious disease that's airborne is to take vitamin D. Vitamin D prevents airborne infections. It helps prevent the acquisition of tuberculosis, for example. Vitamin D is very powerful. It's very inexpensive. But you won't see globalists telling people to take vitamin D because that would be protection for the people against the wave of disease that's coming. I've thought about this a lot. As you can tell, I've researched this quite a bit. And it's very clear to me that disease is the vector by which the globalists are going to destroy much of the human population. Disease is the vector. It's the easiest for them to engineer. They've probably already done it. It's impossible to trace, as I've mentioned. And most humans are already set up to be killed by infectious disease because, you know, immunosuppression is so widespread. And the average sedentary person has no immune system. And in addition, you know, the annual flu shot vaccines are actually used to suppress immune function. Now, flu shots, I mean, science has shown that people who get flu shots, they have a reduced natural response to influenza exposure in subsequent years. There was a big study on that, I guess about a year ago. We covered it at Natural News. Flu shots make you more susceptible to the flu in subsequent years. And so if you're out there getting vaccinated, if you're out there drinking fluoridated water, if you're out there eating contaminated non-organic food, if you're taking psychiatric drugs and polluting your body with all those other medications, you are signing up, in essence, for the globalist agenda to murder you. You are committing suicide, and the globalists are happy to help you along. And that's the takeaway from today's message. That's what I wanted to get across to you. This is real. And in addition to that, I need to cover this more. A financial crash is coming to push people into destitution and poverty, which accelerates the spread of infectious disease. So the Federal Reserve will continue to raise interest rates until they break the entire system. And when they cause mass poverty, they know that they're making conditions more ripe for the spread of infectious disease. And that may be one of the trigger points. They want, you know, overrunning America, seizing all guns, financial collapse. They want then immunosuppression and then the release of infectious disease and then global mandatory vaccination by the United Nations as the final blow to humanity. That final vaccine will contain euthanasia chemicals. If you take the final vaccine, when the global pandemic comes, and they will say, oh, here's a United Nations vaccine, it'll save your life. If you take that vaccine, that's suicide. Because they've been training people all this time to take vaccines, and that very last vaccine will be the fatal blow. That's the one that will kill you. So the only way to survive this is to stay healthy, stay informed, and keep your body primed for health and to resist the infections that are being weaponized against humanity. All of this is happening right now. You need to reduce your exposure to toxic pollutants. Watch my film, Biosludged. You need to, stop eating conventional food, buy organic food, take vitamin D, protect your body, protect your mind, stay tied into naturalnews.com, infowars.com, take advantage of the natural supplements that they sell and that my organization sells as well. You know, get yourself ready because this is real and this is coming. Spread this message everywhere to help save lives. Thanks for watching. Mike Adams for Counterthink.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced 4-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.